27 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we'll continue taking a look at some of the budget vetoes in just a few moments. But first, some developing news this morning. Everybody in the Juneau area probably had a peek or at least heard some of the thunderstorms and thundershowers that passed through the Juneau area last night. But this morning, the story is in regards to rising water levels on Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River. And with us on the line is Rick Fritsch of the National Weather Service here in Juneau. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Matt. As you pointed out, we did get some good thunderstorm activity yesterday evening, and we got a little bit more than a tenth of an inch of rain out of those showers. However, a lot of that surface area of the lake collects a lot more rain than just that one-tenth of an inch, so the lake level is up. And in addition to that, late in the day yesterday, it does appear that Suicide Basin has released. We're looking at those numbers right now. But it does look like flooding is going to be possible on the Mendenhall River downstream from the lake. Our service hydrologist in the office here is currently talking with the River Forecast Center located at Anchorage, and we're developing some curves based on model data and what's actually happening right now to make a prediction on how high the river is actually going to go.
Any idea when Suicide Basin above Mendenhall Glacier released?
It looks, well, we were looking at the trace yesterday and saw some aberrations in the curve, and it looked at first like it was going to begin refilling, but late in the afternoon it became obvious that the downward trend was not going to reverse, and it has been falling through the night.
And this happens, now it's every year, right?
Just about every year, and as a matter of fact, in some cases we'll get more than one release per year.
Any idea?
In fact, I think we had about three releases last year, maybe even more than that.
Any idea of how much water is released during one of these events?
I can't give you an exact number because, of course, the basin is kind of shaped like an upside-down dome, and the volume changes radically with the number of feet above the bottom of the basin. But I do know that the volumes we are talking about is measured in the billions of gallons.
Okay, and what happens every year, from what I recall, is that there are a lot of homes, residents along the Mendenhall River here who might be affected by flooding with rising water levels on the lake and the river. Is that right?
That's a very true statement. Anybody who does live within the floodplain or in and around Mendenhall River, and also the lake for that matter, wants to pay particular attention to what's going on over the next 48 hours or so and keep close tabs on what we produce here in the office. As well as listening on the radio for updates as this whole event evolves.
And those updates and those forecasts will tell us exactly, or at least a good ballpark estimate as far as how much the river will rise and when it will possibly rise or when it will crest. Is that right?
That's absolutely the truth. The lake is rising already. Unfortunately, we had a fair amount of rain last night. When it comes to an event like this, it's hard to tease out the difference between how much of the rise that we've seen so far is a result of the rainfall and how much of the rise so far is a result of actually Suicide Basin releasing. And the last number I looked at, the basin had dropped by 2 feet overnight.
Yeah, I've also noticed that a couple of other creeks and rivers in the Juneau area, they've also had some spikes in water levels. Obviously, they're not connected to the ice field.
True statement. That was last night's rain showers.
Okay. Rick Fritsch, thanks a lot for speaking with us.